there's mention Aradhana, one gopi, was a very special and especially had more love for Krishna.
那么他是以 Aradhana 来提出来的，那么也就是说一个对 Krishna 含有着非常深切的感情的那个非常特别的 gopi 姑娘。
Prabhupada explained that Sukadev Goswami was such a devotee of Radharani that if he would have started talking the name of Radharani, he would become overwhelmed in ecstasy and he wouldn't have been able to speak the Bhagavatam. So, the appearance of Radharani is also mysterious.
So,
she's known as Vrishabhanu Suti, the daughter of Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. They were.
那么他被这个，他被知晓为Vishvanu Shuki，那么他也就是Vishvanu王的女儿。And
they had no children. They were very old.
Vishvanu王和他的妻子，他们已经非常的年事已高，并且他们没有任何的孩子。And
he was a king like Nanda Maharaj.
那他像是, Nanda Maharaj那样的一个国王。
And of course they want children.
那当然了,
Everybody wants children.
孩子的,
but, so they were praying and praying to have a child.
所以他们就一直在祈求着,
and then he saw a big lotus flower, a very special looking one, floating in the Jamuna.
那么他就看到了在阳光河里面盛开着一朵非常非常特别的美丽的莲花。And
then he noted that in that lotus flower there was a beautiful baby.
并且他注意到在那个美丽的莲花之上睡着一个非常美妙的孩子。Just
amazingly beautiful baby.
那这个孩子是如此的令人惊叹。So
he thought this must be the will of the answered him all my prayers.
那么所以他就讲这个孩子一定是我的祈祷得到了回应。
So he took the child home and everybody was amazed to see such a beautiful baby.
那么所以说他就把这个孩子给带回了家中，所有的人们都惊异地看着这个如此美丽的孩子。
But then they noted she didn't open her eyes.
但是他们就发现
for a couple of weeks, 11 days or something.
好几个星期，或者是十一天，这个孩子都一直是闭着眼睛的。And
they were worried that maybe she's blind.
所以他们就有点担心了，觉得这个孩子可能是瞎，可能是目盲的。But
then everybody was coming to see the new baby.
但是呢，所有的人全部都前来看这个孩子。
That's like normal in any society when there's a new baby. Especially if a king has a new baby, everybody wants to see the baby.
那么这也就是大家习以为常要做的事情。任何一个人有了新的，刚刚生了孩子，那么他们都是会来探望这个孩子的，特别是当国王有了孩子的话，那更加是如此。Or
like, you know, nowadays, if some famous movie stars or something have a baby, then everybody's trying to get the picture of the baby.
就好像在当今的这个社会，当一些这个名人或者是一些著名的演员，当他们生下了孩子以后，所有的人都想给这个孩子照相。So,
well, like that in England, the prince and princess, they had a baby, and you know, the whole world is all they can think about. Anyway, her eyes were closed, but then Nanda and Yashoda came with Krishna.
无论如何呢，她反正她的眼睛一直就是闭着的。
And when they held Krishna up to see the baby, she opened her eyes. And so the first thing she saw was Krishna. You know, in the deity installation, they bring a calf, and then, you know, the deity... The eyes are covered, and when they open the eyes, the first thing they see is the calf and see all kinds of nice things. So when Radharani could see Krishna, that was the purpose of seeing. She only wanted to see Krishna. So she wants only to see Krishna, and she can only hear the name of Krishna. Her ear doesn't hear other things.
Whenever
Radharani was distressed, her friends would chant Krishna, and then she, by hearing the name of Krishna, she would become all right. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, we chant Krishna because that's for the pleasure of Radharani. Prabhupada said on Janmasthami we fast all day until midnight because Krishna is strong and hard. But Radharani, we only have to fast till noon because Radharani is very soft and kind and she doesn't want to see the devotees doing tapasya. So Radharani is the best devotee because she loves Krishna the most. And she's interested in the welfare of all other devotees, so we can pray to her. We don't go to Krishna directly, we approach a devotee and the devotee tells Krishna, please accept this person. So this is explained, of course, you know, in Nectar Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita. We take shelter of Radharani, but how we do that is by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And trying to help everyone to serve Krishna, that's Radharani's mood. for the pleasure of Krishna, she wants everyone to serve Krishna.
并且呢，我们还要去这个领悟到 Radharani 的这个心态，也就是他希望能够帮助所有的其他的人们都有可能去唱诵主的圣名，都可以去服务主 Krishna。
So Radha Arada means the best devotee.
所以 Radha Arada 的意思就是最好的奉献者。
Daivi Prakriti.Bhagavad Gita says, Mahatmanas Tamam Parta Daivi Prakriti. They take shelter of the transcendental energy, that's Radharani, the internal energy of the Lord.
Daivi Prakriti, 也就是在这个《博伽梵歌》中所提到的，就是去脱离于主的超然的能量，也就是主的内在的能量，也就是脱离于这个 Srimati Radharani.
So Radharani is Krishna's internal energy, so there's no difference, but she's the manifestation of the internal, compassionate, soft side of Krishna.
那么这个 Srimati Radharani 她是主 Krishna 的内在的能量，所以说她和 Krishna 之间是没有任何区别的，只不过呢是 Radharani 她展现了这个主的内在的柔弱和的柔软和那个面。
She's the queen of Vrindavan. Rani means queen.
Rani 的意思是皇后的意思，她是 Vrindavan 的皇后。
So we get, you know, different ideas of some of the, you know, relationships.
那么，所以我们在这里面就了解一点这个各种各样不同的关系。
Like Aristasura.
Aristasura.
He was a, came in the demon, but he came as a gigantic bull.
Aristasura, 他是一个一头巨牛的形象展现的恶魔。
And he was frightening everybody, and it was terrible.
那他的形象是非常的可怕的，他是每一个人都非常的惧怕他。
So Krishna killed him.
对 ，Krishna 就把他给杀死了。
So then Radharani said, "You killed a bull, and I had never."I want to ever be with you again.
Radharani 却说你把一头牛给杀死了，我再也不想理你了。
You know, they killed a bull, and they're very, very sinful to kill a bull. So.
因为如果把牛给杀死了，那是非常罪恶的。
I don't want anything to do with you.
对，我可再也不想理你了。
So Krishna said, "But no, he was a demon. It wasn't a bull. He was a demon."
但是 Krishna 说他不是一头牛啊。
She said, no, it was a bull. It was in the form of a bull, and it's sinful to kill a bull.
他说不对，他就是一头牛。你看他的形象就是一头牛，那把牛给杀死了是非常罪恶的。
So Krishna said, you know, what can I do? What do I have to do so that you'll, you know, you'll associate with me again?
那么 Krishna 说，那可是现在怎么办呢？我能怎么办能够让你再跟我和好呢？
She said, you have to take bath in all the holy places of the universe.
那他说你现在就必须要在整个宇宙之中的所有的圣河中去沐浴。
Thinking that's not possible.
那想着这根本就是不可能的事情。
Or else knowing that Krishna is all-powerful. So while he was talking, Krishna was digging in with his foot and making like a little pond.
但是呢这个但是所有的其他人都知道Krishna他是无所不能的，但是无论如何当他们在说这件事情的时候， Krishna 他就用他的脚在他的这个脚足下就挖出了一个小池塘。
And then he called and all the personified holy places, the personified holy rivers came, and they all offering respect to Krishna asking, how can I serve?
并且呢，他就召唤了所有的这些圣河的人格化身，来到他的面前。所有的这些神使们全都向他礼拜，并且问他有什么地方可以服务于他。
So Krishna said, "Fill up this pond, you know, so I can have bath."
Krishna 说，现在把这个池塘给填满，用水把它填满，这样我就可以在这里面沐浴了。
So in that way, Radharani, she was frustrated.
那么以这样的方式 ，Radharani 她很沮丧。
so she got her friends and they took off their bangles and they started digging another pond.
那么，这个所以妈吉巴拉拉尼他就把他的所有的朋友们、伙伴们都给召集了过来，然后他们把他们的这个手镯给取了下来，并且开始去挖另外一个池塘。
She said, "I'm going to make a better one."
他说呢，我要挖一个比你那个更好的池塘。
So Krishna laughed. He said, "How? Where are you going to get the water?"
所以 Krishna 就笑他说，那你从哪去弄水来呢？
She said, we'll line up with, you know, all the way back to Kusum Sarovara, and we'll have many, many gopis, and they'll pass buckets of water.
So
Krishna laughed, and then he cut a little ditch between his Krishna Shyamakund and the water flowed into the Radhakund. So that's one pastime. Sometimes Radharani becomes angry with Krishna.
有的时候 Radharani 会和Krishna 耍脾气，会生气。
Krishna has to beg her to please.
所以 Krishna 就得去请求他，去求他。
They're the original lovers, you know, so they do things. Other people just imitate.
所以他们是最原初的那对爱侣。
So Radharani is called, Krishna is called Madan Mohan.
Krishna 被称为是 Madan Mohan.
And that means that he bewilders everyone.
那么也就是说他让每个人困惑。
But Radharani is called Madan Mohan Mohini.
Radharani 被称为是 Madan Mohan Mohini.
And that means she bewilders even Krishna.
那么也就是说她把 Krishna 都给迷惑了。
So she's even more attractive than Krishna.
那么也就是说她比 Krishna 还要具有吸引力。
Krishna is all attractive and Radharani is more attractive.
Krishna 他是那个最具有吸引力的，而 Radharani 比他还要具有吸引力。
She's the best of all the devotees.
Radharani 他是最好的奉献者。
So the Goswamis, they pray to have the mood of the gopis.
所以所有的这些 Goswami 们，他们就是以
That means that they'll do anything. They only want to serve Krishna. They don't care for their own pleasures and pains.
那么也就是说，他们要做一切的事情都是为了要去取悦 Krishna. 他们根本就不在乎自己的想法，或者是自己的心态到底是什么样的。
They don't think.What can Krishna do for me?
他们从来都不会想到 Krishna 能为我做些什么呢？
Like Lord Chaitanya's Shishastak, he says, Ashli Shiva Parvatam Panashtumam Anashinam Marmatam Karotuva Ita Tatava Vidadatu Lampato Mat Prananatis Tu Sevanaparaha. That I don't know anyone except Krishna as my Lord.
Krishna, 这个朱雀丹的马拉巴布在是沙斯卡读的八圣规中说，我除了就是我只知道 Krishna 是我的主，其他我什么也不知道。
And he'll always be my Lord.
那么他永远都是我的主。
No matter what.
无论如何
even if he ignores me or treats me bad
无论他是忽略了我还是对我非常的不好。
I'll never give him up.
我永远都不会放弃他。
That's a real lover.
那么这个才是真正的爱。
Only wanting to give, not wanting to get anything back.
那么就是这种真正的爱是你只想给予而并不想从中获得什么。
And Radharani says if there's another gopi that Krishna wants to be with more than her, she'll arrange.
那么 Radharani 如果她是看到了另外一个 gopi 姑娘比她要更想和 Krishna 在一起的话，那么她就会对此事做出安排。
So usually on this day we sing that, you know, song by Rupa Goswami, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite, right? Gokula Tarune.Mandala Mohite, that means young girls of Gokula. She's the best of all of them.
嗯，那么刚才这首歌呢，就是由卢克格斯安他所唱的。那也就是说，在 Gokula， 在所有的这些年轻的姑娘们中，她是最棒的那一位。
She's dear to Krishna. Everyone is trying to love Krishna, but Krishna is trying to love Radharani.
那么说，他说呢，亲爱的 Krishna， 所有的人都想努力的爱着 Krishna， 而 Krishna 他却想努力的爱着 Radharani。
Everyone is after Krishna prema, but Krishna is after Radharani.
那么所有人都想得到 Krishna prema， Krishna 的爱，而Krishna 他却想得到的是 Radharani prema。
And Radharani is so beautiful that even the beautiful gopis are attracted to her.
那么 Radharani 她是如此的美丽，那么即便是那些美丽的 gopi 姑娘们也都对她深深的吸引着。
And she dresses herself very beautifully that Krishna is attracted to that.
并且呢，她把自己装扮的非常的这个漂亮，那么当 Krishna 看到她的时候，也是对她这个无限的吸引着。
There's only one person, you know, Krishna, nobody's greater than Krishna except Radharani.
那么除了 sorry Maharaj.
No one is greater than Krishna, but Radharani is greater than Krishna.
那么没有任何一个人是比 Krishna 更伟大的，但是 Radharani 却比 Krishna 更加的伟大。
She's not an ordinary girl at all. She is only can be explained by great sages like Sanaka and Sanatana.
那么呢，她并不是一个非常的，她并不是一个普通的女孩。那么只有像Sanatan Goswami 这样的人才有可能去讲述关于她的话题。
So we have the qualities of Radharani. They're listed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
那么呢，我们在这个读陈丹亚的教导中，就可以阅读到关Radharani 的所有的这些品质。
She's sweetness personified.
那么她是最甜美的化身。
And she's a fresh young girl.
那么她是一个非常清新的年轻的姑娘。
There's no old Radharani ever.
Radharani 他从来就不会变老。
There's no old Krishna either.
那么 Krishna 也从来就不会变老。
Her eyes are always moving, looking around everywhere.
那么他们的眼睛总是在这个顾盼生辉，并且总是在看着所有的地方。
She's very brightly smiling.
那然后她也是绽放着美妙的笑容。
And she has all auspicious marks on her body.
并且呢，在他的身上就覆盖着所有的这些吉祥的标志。
And even the aroma, the smell of her body attracts Krishna.
那么，即便是从他身上散发出的芬芳，也深深的吸引着 Krishna.
Now there's a big business, you know, perfume that people think that they'll make their body smell nice, and then they'll attract the opposite sex.
那么现在呢，这个香水也是非常的盛行的，所有的人都想着能够用这个香水的香味去抹在身上，这样就可以去吸引异性。
You'll see in every airport there's such a big shop for perfume.
那我们在所有的这些这个飞机场里面都能看到那些卖香水的很大的商店。
But Radharani doesn't need perfume. Her body smells so good already.
但是 Radharani 她根本就不需要涂抹香水，她的身体已经是散发着自然的芬芳了。
She's expert at singing.
那么她也是唱歌唱的高手。
That means that she's always singing about Krishna. Not only that she's, not only she has a beautiful voice, but the expert means she sings only about Krishna.
那么他是一个精湛的歌手，并不是说他只是有美妙的歌喉，而是他永远都在歌唱着 Krishna。
She has all feminine attraction and she's always modest and very gentle.
那么他所具有一切女性的这些吸引力，那么他永远都是非常柔和的，永远都是非常谦卑的。
She's always very merciful.
他也总是充满了怜悯之情。
She's very cunning, very clever.
他也非常的这个狡黠机智。
And she knows how to dress nicely.
但他也知道如何能够把自己打扮得很漂亮。
She's always shy. She's always shy.
而且他也总是非常的害羞。
She's always respectful.
他总是充满了尊敬之情。
She's patient.Tolerant.
她很有耐心，很有容忍力。
She's very grave.
她也总是很认真。
And she's enjoyed by Krishna.
而且呢，她也很享受的，她也让 Krishna 很享受。
Nobody else. Krishna is the enjoyer.
那么因为只有 Krishna 她才是享乐者，她没有人是享乐者。
She's always in the highest devotional platform.
她总是处在最崇高的分爱的这个位置之上。
She's the abode of love for the residents of Gokula.
那么她是这个 Gokula 的所有的居民的爱的源泉。
And she can give shelter to all kinds of devotees.
并且呢，她可以给所有类型的奉献者以庇护。
Anyone. And she's always affectionate to superiors and inferiors.
并且呢，她 ，sorry, can you say it again?
She's affectionate to superiors and inferiors.
Okay.
She doesn't. She's not selective in who she likes.
Yeah. 那么她从来都不会去任何的偏心，或者是去挑选她喜欢和不喜欢的人。她对于无论是这个处在高层的人，或者是处在低层的人，都是平等对待的。
And she's obliged by the dealings of her friends.
那然后呢？她也要这个有责任去帮她的这个朋友去搞定一切。
That means when people do something for her, she wants to do something back. Krishna is also like that. Gratitude.
那么她总是充满了感激之情。也就是说，当有人要为她做一些事情的时候，她也一定要这个。为那个人做一些事情也是感谢 ，Krishna 也是如此。
And she keeps Krishna under her control.
并且呢，她把 Krishna 置于她的控制之下。
Because Krishna is conquered by love. He can is the only thing that can control Krishna is love.
因为 Krishna 他是会被爱征服的。如果要是说有一件事情能征服 Krishna 的话，那就是对他的爱。
So she has the most love for Krishna.
所以说呢，她对 Krishna 是具有最崇高的爱的。
So she's the expert at everything.
那么所以说，她是这个做一切事情的专家。
But especially cooking.
特别是她的烹饪。
Cooking and dancing.
烹饪以及舞蹈。
Lord Chaitanya was Radha and Krishna combined.But he, as a sannyasi, is strict, he didn't cook, so everything went into dancing. he was.
那么 ，Sri Chaitanya 他是 Radha 和 Krishna 的联合体，但是他是一位Sannyasi托钵僧的形象展现的，所以他是不会去做饭的，但是呢，他却展现了精妙的舞姿。
He was the greatest dancer.
那么 ，Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是一位非常伟大的舞蹈家。
So after the Govardhan Puja, a few weeks later, Vishvabhanu invited Nanda Maharaj and everybody from Nandagram to come for a festival at his place.
所以说在这个 Govardhan Puja 的几个星期之后呢，Vishvabhanu 王就请 Nanda Maharaj 以及其他所有的这些人就全部来到了他的来到他的家中。
So at that time, you know, Krishna was about 7, Radharani maybe 6 years old.
那么在那个时候 ，Krishna 可能是七岁，Radharani 呢是六岁。
And Radharani was cooking and serving.
那么 Radharani 呢，他就在为大家这个烹饪，他在为大家开发食物。
And Mother Yasoda was telling Kirti to.Why are you making this young girl do all this work? You know, she's just a young girl.
那么，这个雅舒达妈妈就问 Kirtita 说，你为什么要让这个六岁的小姑娘去做所有的这些事情呢？
But then when she saw how expert Radharani's cooking was, and how expertly she could serve, she wanted.And then she heard that Radharani had a special blessing.
那然后呢，她就看到了这个 Radharani， 她能够就是把这个饭菜做得这么的好，而且呢，她能这么得体的去为大家来进行这个服务。对，而且她也听到 Radharani， 她得到了一个特别的祝福。
That anything she cooked would be nectar, and anyone who ate her cooking would never get sick.
那么这个若德拉尼他所得到的祝福就是他所这个烹制的一切的食物都会有如甘露一样，并且任何人吃过了这个若德拉尼所烹制的食物是永远都不会生病的。
So Mother Yasoda thought that she had to be cooked for Krishna.
那么所以亚舒达妈妈就想，那么若德拉尼一定要为 Krishna 去做饭。
So she made arrangements that every day they would bring Radharani and she would.Direct all the cooking for Krishna.
那么，所以他们就做了安排，就是每天他都会把这个 Radharani 给接过来，并且由 Radharani 为 Krishna 去准备所有的餐食。
So when we're cooking, we should pray to Radharani that we can cook nicely for Krishna.
所以说，当我们在进行这个烹煮我们的餐食的时候，我们要向 Radharani 祈祷。
And she would never cook the same thing twice.
并且 Radharani 她从来就不会做同样的食物。
Everything was like it was something you never tasted before.
她每做一道菜都是好像以前从来都没有尝过一样。
So that's Radharani.
所以这就是 Radharani.
No, there's so many pastimes, but when they came to Kurukshetra, the gopis and especially Radharani, they were so much wanted to see Krishna.
那么这个对呢，就有很多很多的这个 Krishna 和 Radharani 之间的逍遥时光。那当他们所有当他们来到 Kurukshetra 的战场的时候，所有的这些 gopi 姑娘们，她们都渴盼着能够见到 Krishna.
But when they saw Krishna.As a big king, all dressed up with kingly dress and sitting on a big chariot, they didn't like that.
但是当他们看到了这个 Krishna 是以这个国王的盛装出现在马车之上的时候，他们一点都不喜欢看到的 Krishna 的这个形象。
They wanted that cowherd boy in the forest that they could dance with. They didn't want some king they have to stay far away and just offer respect.
那所以他们希望能够见到的是在森林中的那个牧牛童形象的 Krishna， 这样他们就能够自由地和 Krishna 进行这个舞蹈，而并不是说是现在这个威武的国王的形象，因为他们就必须要和这个英武的国王保持着距离。
So they felt even more separation from Krishna than when he wasn't there.
所以说，当他们看到 Krishna 这个样子的时候，他们内心中展示出了更加强烈的与 Krishna 的分离之情，比在这个 Krishna 临在的时候要更加的强烈。
Something like, say, a man is a judge. You know, he's in the courtroom.
那么就比如说是一个人，比如说他是一个法官上的，他是一个法庭上的法官。
So his wife, you know, the wife isn't attracted to go to the courtroom and just look at her husband sitting up at a big chair, up high above everybody, and she can't talk to him or anything.
那么他的妻子一点也不感兴趣到这个法庭上去看着他的丈夫穿着法官的衣服在那里一直气势的去和所有的人在交谈。
She wants to be home with her husband or go on a vacation with him or go, you know, have some nice talk like this. So the gopis, they wanted to be with this cowherd boy Krishna in the forest, dressed in simple cowherd boy clothes and simple decorations of flowers.
那么他们希望就是这个法官的妻子是希望法官回到家里的样子穿便服并且呢能够和他自由的交谈并且能够和法官在这个下班的时候能够出去进行休假。那么这些孤僻姑娘们也是如此，她们希望能够和在森林里面那个牧牛童穿着牧牛童的衣服的那个 Krishna 在一起。
So we take shelter of Radharani by chanting Hare Krishna.
所以我们要通过唱诵 Hare Krishna 的声音来脱离 Radharani。
And we do service for Krishna like she did, cooking for Krishna.
是吧？而且我们也要像 Radharani 那样，去为 Krishna 做服务，比如说为 Krishna 烹制餐食。
And chanting Krishna.
并且呢，唱诵 Krishna 的圣名。
And of course we can read that in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have Lord Chaitanya's talks with Ramananda Roy.
但是呢，我们也可以去阅读，比如说Chaitanya 的教导，或者是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经里面，主 Chaitanya 是 Ramananda Roy 的这些这个教导里面的话语。
And there we get, you know, Lord Chaitanya kept saying no more, 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 and the highest thing is that Radharani and Krishna.
所以呢，这个主持人马哈巴布他总是说有更多更多更多，那么最崇高的一点就是Radharani 对 Krishna 的这个爱。
But Lord Chaitanya didn't talk about intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna just to anybody.
那么主持人他并没有去谈论这个主持参见并没有去谈论 Krishna 和 Radharani 之间的这个非常亲密的亲密的逍遥。
Alright, so any questions?
请看一下大家有没有任何的问题。
So today is fasting till noon. That's very easy.
所以今天呢，大家要戒食戒到中午。
And usually devotees try to cook extra things for Radharani.
那么通常来说呢，奉献者们会为 Radharani 去烹制一些特别的佳肴。
I was in Los Angeles, and the pujaris asked Prabhupada, "What should we make for Radhasami?"
那么当我在旧金山的时候，那里的这个普加瑞就问圣帕帕德，我们需要在 Radhasami 的时候特别烹制一些什么呢？
And he said you should make green pea kachoris.
那么这个圣帕帕德就说我们应该去做一个这个绿豆的 kachori.
Fresh green peas.Not usually it's made, you know, kachoris with dal or something. And kachoris, Prabhupada really liked kachoris, but that's what he said to me.
那么呢，我们这个因为圣帕巴德他很喜欢这个 Kachari， 那么通常来说呢，我们是会用这个普通的这个面粉去做这个 Kachari， 但是这在今天的时候呢，要用这种新鲜的豌豆，新鲜的去皮的这个豌豆来做这个 Kachari。
Usually devotees make some kind of chutney with plums, kind of reddish colored plum fruit. I don't know where they got that recipe. They always call it Radha Red.
那么有的时候呢，这个奉献者们他们会去烹制一种叫 Radha 红的一种特别的叫 plum 的食物。
Okay, any question?
I haven't seen any.
Yeah, it's a work day.
But you have 58 devotees here in the class.
How many?
58.
Wow. Wu Shi Ba?
Yes.
Wow.
Wu Shi Ba.
Good. We have to figure out in Japan how they try to use only Skype, but if you get very many, it starts to get bad all the time. We got to use the YY, I think.
So the YY, because right now it's only in Chinese.
Yeah. We have to find something like it, though.
Yeah, probably. There was something like
there
that.
There must be something like it.
Yeah.
Okay.Radharani ki jai.
Radharani ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gauranga.